Well, folks, we're enjoying some great wines here in the early afternoon here in Healdsburg, California. Daryl Groom is sitting here with me and his family's here, and we're enjoying some great food. We better order in some food here because these wines are making me extremely hungry.
Yeah, food would be good.
And I noticed there's a little bit of alcohol to your reds.
They're moderate. They're about 14.5% alcohol, which sits in with all great red wines of the world.
It's not overbearing. That's not what I meant. It's just kind of fun. And now we're on to your Shiraz. And I asked the question before we started this feature, Shiraz and Syrah. Is it the same thing?
Yes. So Shiraz and Syrah are exactly the same grape variety. To give you an example, we could have a vineyard here in California, and the grower could call it Syrah, but I can take it as a winemaker and call it Shiraz, and another winemaker grape off of that vineyard and call it Syrah. So they're synonyms of each other, and the name that's used the same. So, but there is a difference that this particular grape variety in the southern hemisphere, everyone tends to refer to it as Shiraz, and in the northern hemisphere, it's more termed Syrah. Everybody asks the question, why is that so? Nobody really knows, but there's a little bit of a fairy tale story that I always...
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so the story was that this grape variety started originally in Iran in a town called Shiraz. That's where it came from. That's where it's got its name. From what I understand, the Crusaders took cuttings of the grape variety and started to plant them in France, and in southern France, and Shiraz, being a hard word in French, got changed to Syrah. So then you started to get all of the first explorers going down to discover the southern hemisphere and going down around the Cape and South Africa and into Chile and Argentina and into Australia. They took the cuttings, and this is what we were always told. They took Syrah cuttings from the Rhone Valley in Syrah. They labeled them where they originally came from, which was Shiraz. And they went to all of the colonies in the south. So therefore, the southern hemisphere just referred to it as Shiraz, and the northern hemisphere referred to it still as Syrah.
Well, I'm totally confused now. So let's go into the 21 vintage of this. And again, this is an Australian wine. So are there any rules to saying Shiraz or Syrah, like in Champagne? You have to have it be...
No. So Champagne is a style of wine that comes from a certain region and district. So right. You cannot... Anything that...
But we can't call Champagnes here from locally, domestic.
That's correct. So that's to do with a geographical area and a style of wine. So Shiraz is a grape variety, so there's no rules. You can call it Shiraz or Syrah.
I had to go there for a moment.
Yeah. No, and that's right. And a lot of people probably don't understand that, so it's probably good to clarify that. But this is the 2021 Shiraz. We planted land next door to the Penfolds Grange vineyard, so we knew that would give us some really great pedigree. We have 100 acres of grapes grown there, and we make a Shiraz in what we call the groom style, which is so we talk about Penfolds Grange, which is a really big, massive wine that takes years and years to come around. With our groom wine, we wanted the foundation of the grapes and the flavor, but we want it to be a little bit more of an elegant wine and a fruit forward wine and a more easy consumable wine. We want the flavor and the depth, but without the massive tannin structure that, for example, Penfolds Grange has. So we have this Groom Shiraz from the Barossa Valley. It's the 2021 vintage, which was a little bit of a cooler, wetter year. Thank goodness in Australia we didn't have the really sort of heat extremes that we get. So we've got this really delicious wine. The first thing that you do is you look at the color of it and you go, that's beautiful black and purple, beckons you to want to have more. And then you start to smell it and it just allures this beautiful sort of licorice, raspberry, blackcurrant fruit that jumps out of the glass with a little bit of spice. But the most alluring part of it is the palate to me. And there's always something that's sort of silky, sexy, and just sort of fills your mouth and says, yeah, I want to have another glass.
You know, I just realized from the way you just described that wine that that is the passion that you have for these wines, and that's where these wines are even better than they would be.
Yes, I have a lot of passion. Well, there's a lot of drinking that goes with it.
Well, that's called doing your homework. All right, well, folks, we have enjoyed three great wines here, and we are going to enjoy some great food all around Healdsburg. We'll give you a shout, and maybe we can get Don Wallace and you and I together and enjoy some great wine.
That could be more dangerous than three bottles of Shiraz. The three of us together.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.